Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. To all perfection, I see a limit, but your commands are boundless. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your law that is sweeter than honey, that guides us, that teaches us, it corrects us. It revives us. It inspires us. God, thank you for your law. And Father, may you bless us to be hearers and doers of your law. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Church, what we are attempting to do this morning is to read and listen to Psalm 119. In our ongoing journey through Psalms of orientation, we come to one of the types of Psalms of orientation. Again, orientation Psalms are Psalms that are born out of a season of well-being. These are Psalms that speak of how things ought to be. This is just, this is right. And so one of the types of orientation psalms are psalms that are called Torah psalms, Torah or law, which is another way that the Jews refer to the first five books of our Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the Torah. The law is right. The law is perfect. And for the psalmist who wrote Psalm 119, the law is that which completes the follower of God. Torah psalms make the Torah the subject of the song, and the understanding of how the law ought to operate is lifted directly from an embrace of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting at verse 1, which reads, "Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord your God charged me to teach you to observe in the land that you are about to cross into and occupy, so that you and your children and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life and keep all his decrees and commandments that I am commanding you so that your days may be long. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently so that it may go well with you and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead and write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. The law is supposed to be part of the entire congregation, and it's supposed to be a part of the whole of the follower of God's, the follower's life. And from this understanding, from Deuteronomy, Moses' last sermon to Israel before he would depart, that's where we get Deuteronomy 6. And from that, we get these Torah Psalms, like Psalm 119 that we're reading. Or this from Psalm 19, another Torah Psalm 19, starting at verse number 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them in your servant warned, and keeping them, there is great reward. Do you see how Psalm 19 had to have in mind Deuteronomy and Deuteronomy chapter 6? Psalm 119, I would contend, is one of the most beautifully constructed poems of all time. I'm talking poems that span generations and cultures and languages. Psalm 119 is a masterpiece. It's an acrostic. One of the things that we lose when we read our Bibles in English is what was intended to be read in its original language. In Hebrew, Psalm 119 is an acrostic. You don't see that in English, but in Hebrew, you'll see that. Psalm 119 is actually a collection of 22 different verses or stanzas. And each verse corresponds with a letter from the Hebrew alphabet. And so the first verses, you know, Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. In Hebrew, the first word of each stanza in verses 1 through 8 of Psalm 119 all start with the Hebrew letter Aleph. It's, the A in English. So as you're reading each verse in Hebrew, each word starts with the letter A. That it would start with letter A in English. The next verses, 9 through 16, would be something similar to our letter B. Each word would start with the letter B, and so forth and so on. See, we don't see that in English, but in Hebrew you see that, and it reaffirms what I said in the beginning. These scriptures were written to be heard and experienced rather than read. And so if you're hearing this in original Hebrew, you'll catch on that these verses all begin with the same letter, so forth and so on. Now, some would say that the reason why it was written this way as a memory device. Yes, church, these psalms were memorized. So all 176 psalms were memorized. I'm going to tell a story about that psalm being memorized later on. To this day, all over the world, there are monks and people who recite this psalm from memory on a daily basis. Something else that you're probably picking up on is that there are some words that you hear repeatedly throughout all the stanzas. You hear your law and decrees and statutes and precepts and commands and your ways. This is part of the literary genius of the one who wrote this psalm. And contained in this psalm, Psalm 119, a reflection of God's law generated from the heart of one who follows God's law. Psalm 119 contained reflections about the blessings of God's law. A blessing is in store for those who encounter, who read and enjoy and respond to God's law. There are reflections about how God's law provides direction for life. The law provides understanding about the questions of life. There are reflections about God's law, how it provides comfort and hope. In times of dire distress and hurt, turning to God's law gives hope and comfort and peace. There are reflections on God's law containing, again, statutes and decrees and rules that are for our benefit and for our good. God directs us for our good so that we will have freedom. And so this morning, we sought to read Psalm 119 in the tradition of the Hebrew scriptures, which, again, were written to be heard and not read in a book individually. Hear, O Israel, not read, O Israel. So this morning, you have heard just over half of Psalm 119. I want us to prepare our hearts, our minds, our ears to hear the rest of Psalm 119.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end.
I hate double-minded men, but I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Away from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commands of my God. Sustain me according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me, and I will be delivered. I will always have regard for your decrees. You reject all who stray from your decrees, for their deceitfulness is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. Therefore, I love your statutes. My flesh trembles in fear of you. I stand in awe of your laws.
I have done what is righteous and just. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Ensure your servant's well-being. Let not the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail, looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your love and teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may understand your statutes. It is time for you to act, O Lord. Your law is being broken. Because I love your commandments more than gold, more than pure gold, and because I consider all your precepts right, I hate every wrong path.
Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from the oppression of men, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed.
You are righteous, Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands give me delight. Your statutes are always righteous. Give me understanding that I may live.
I call with all my heart, answer me, O Lord. and I will obey your decrees. I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes. Arise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your laws. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Yet you are near, O Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago I learned from your statutes, and that you established them to last forever.
Look upon my suffering and deliver me, for I have not forgotten your law. Defend my cause and redeem me. Preserve my life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek out your decrees. Your compassion is great, O Lord. Preserve my life according to your laws. Many are the foes who persecute me, but I have not turned from your statutes. I look on the faithless with loathing, for they do not obey your word. See how I love your precepts. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your love. All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal.
Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. I rejoice in your promise, like one who finds great spoil. I hate and adore falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. I wait for your salvation, O Lord, and I follow your commands. I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known to you.
Let's pray. God, thank you for your law. And bless those who hear your word. Bless those who follow your word and prompt us to be active in responding to your word. So may we be hearers and also doers. In Jesus' name, amen. Listening and hearing the word is only the beginning. The law should prompt us to worship God, to follow God, to live in God, to obey God, to tell others about God, to serve in God, to lean on God, to trust in God, and to position ourselves to be blessed by God. There's an interesting story told about a guy by the name of George Wishart. He was bishop of Edinburgh in the 18th century. It seems that he found himself in a difficult spot after being condemned to death. He was confident, though, that he would be pardoned. But that pardon had not yet arrived, and so he found himself on death day, ready to be executed. He took his place on the scaffold where he would be hung. It was a death penalty. And he was afforded an opportunity, and he took advantage of this opportunity, of a time-honored tradition of allowing a condemned person to pray a psalm. So the bishop chose to recite and pray Psalm 119. Before he was finished praying Psalm 119, a message came and he was pardoned. Now, what would have happened if he didn't memorize Psalm 119? You know, what if he just memorized, Jesus wept? I don't know. Whether you memorize this psalm or the entire Hebrew Bible, it is my prayer, my hope, that our experience with God's word leads us to a deeper faith and relationship with the Creator. And it's there that I offer this caution, that as beautiful and as powerful as the law is not the object of our worship. It's the Lord of the law that is the object of our worship. The law, the word of God, is the conduit by which we enter and maintain and fuel our relationship with God, but it is not to take the place of God. Do you hear what I'm saying, church? I love the word of God. I love God's law. But this is not God. But even though it's not God, it would be a great benefit to us all if we just spent more time in the Word, right? That's why I encourage you all the time. Read scripture. Find a time during the day. Find a time during the week to get into the Word. Stop saying you don't have time. You have a lot of time. We watch shows. We go to movies. We play sports. We play games. We check our cell phones 800 times a day. We have time to get into God's Word. So as a part of this journey and this series, I provide for you each week a psalm for your focus for the week. This week, I want you to read Psalm 1 and Psalm 19, two Torah psalms, two psalms that talk about God's law. I've put together a few half-sheet guides if that's going to be helpful for your time together. Those are in the back. Grab one of those and this just find 10, 15, 20 minutes to get by yourself, to turn off all your distractions, turn off your cell phone, get away from the noise, get away from any distraction, and just spend time in God's law. And allow that time to move you towards a deeper and richer relationship with the God of the law. You'll gain an appreciation, a deeper appreciation for God's law by doing that. But again, I don't want that to become the object of your worship. God is the object, the subject of our worship. But allow this conduit to be helpful in developing us as followers of God. Again, it is my hope and prayer that as we've read through Psalm 119 today, that you have experienced God's law, God's word, and that it would prompt you this week to dig deeper. We're going to sing a song in just a moment. We'll have our time of invitation or an encouragement if there's something you want to share with the body in terms of a prayer request or a need. We want to reserve this opportunity for you to do that. And after we sing that song, I'll read the concluding verses of this great psalm, and we will conclude our time here. Let's stand. Let's sing together.